Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Maura Mackey from Maura Mackey Interior Design is going to take us through how you might stage the house for the festive season. Maura, good morning to you.
So good morning, PJ. How are you? Lovely to be here. Thank you very much for having me.
Delighted. Now, we're a month out, so there's a lot to be planned. Is it good to write a plan down?
It is. I said, always have a plan in place. I suppose I always say to people, think of your decor. You know, what did you have last year? Was there anything missing or broken? Do you need to buy anything extra this year, be it lights, baubles or ornaments? Or like us all, do we all need to kind of buy new bits? I always say to people as well, which is an important thing before we put up the decorations, is give the old house a deep clean, especially the kitchen area, because that's obviously what, you know, we're going to kitchen come dining room and stuff like that, you know, throw out any delf and stuff like that that is broken and stuff like that. Give the place a good clear out. Declutter places, because obviously there's going to be a lot of family members in around, be it your own family, but it gives you a bit more room as well before you start putting up the decorations and stuff like that. Yeah. And I always say to people, you know, maybe decorate the main areas in the house first. Start on the outside and work your way in. Go outside the door, the hall, the living room, and just kind of that way then, at least if somebody comes into your house and you're not fully ready, you know, maybe you'll have a few garlands up, a few cushions around the place, Christmas tree, scented candle in the bathroom. At least that way then there's a few bits done and then you can kind of concentrate on the rest of the house, and obviously your Christmas tree. But then I always say to people, stock the larder unit of extra bits, clean the high traffic areas, you know, kind of give that yearly clean out, the couches, the bathrooms, a deep clean and stuff like that, and get the spare room ready. They're the kind of things I say to people, because you always have somebody staying or, yeah, you know, just nice crisp bed linen, and you know, maybe put a nice candle in there just for the time of the year that's in it, you know. Yeah.
There's a lot of work in it. Now,
in terms
of the decorations themselves, like, is it the same every Christmas, or do you get trends? And if there is a trend, what is it this year?
Yeah, so I suppose, oh my God, there's different trends all the time. I suppose the big trends for this year would be an awful lot of moody blue colours. Like gold will still dominate the decor, but pairs with darker shades. I suppose, think about dark blue and purple candle holders paired with light gold reindeers and stuff like this. That would be perfect for a kind of a reindeer setting. Another thing that people are kind of going for is that kind of coastal look, the blush pinks, and it's by natural patterns. I think over COVID, we were all kind of gone back to nature a lot more than we would have been before. Like, you know, the kind of the colours that you would see on rocks and sea, and you know, things like sand. Then there's another thing that's big this year is nostalgic decor, which would be like your vintage ornaments, old crockery, all tablecloths. And people will be looking at sustainable items as well this year, you know, kind of what can they use, recycled glassware or reusable crackers, and people are kind of got back into the handwritten kind of placemats and stuff again, and obviously there's the creative side of things that people will be doing their own crafty items and personalization things with kids and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, bringing stuff in from the outside, slowly greenery.
Yes, bringing the outside, definitely, without a doubt. So that's another big thing that's there this year, is that I suppose since COVID, PJ, we've all got more conscious of the outside space and how much we valued it when we weren't able to go anywhere else. Now the people want to bring nature and natural elements into home. I said, so the obvious ones, I suppose, from the nature side of things would be your greenery from the garden, like palm tree, bit of palm, bit of firs, bit of holly. And if not in your garden, go down the road, you'll bound to pick it up, some berries, acorns there, and you can make it a bit of a fun day with your kids. Off you go and pick them up, and these all can be used in your garlands, you know, like you can use them for sideboard scenes or on your console table. They can be used for your dining room table settings. You can put them into lanterns, you can put them into vases to kind of create a scene, or boxes or anything like that. I suppose And another way I say, people say to me, oh, but if I bring in the natural greenery, like how can I keep it fresh? You know what? Just have a little spray bottle on the ready. And I suppose the other thing I say to people, when you do have natural greenery and stuff like that in the home for Christmas, maybe don't have the heating on in the house when you're not there, because obviously they'll dry up if you do, you know?
Yeah, a little spray bottle of water and stuff. Of course, the most natural green thing you can have in the house is a real tree. Is there a trend back to the real tree?
Well, I think people have got more conscious of nature and outside space, as I said. So I think definitely the real tree is definitely got more popular this year. There's actually, just want to let you know this now, there's actually a guy in Blackrock, Cullum. He actually has his own business called Carpot Grown Christmas Trees, and he's down the Blackrock Hurling Club.
We've
I just want to give him a
shout-out
because I think it's a great idea. You can rent your Christmas tree and you can return it after Christmas. So from a sustainable point of view, it's fabulous.
Yeah, and you can also get another one and plant it in the backyard as well when you're done.
You can, yeah. Well, yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? You can do that as well. I just think that, you know, he's a local business and, you know, I suppose it's, you know, we all, like, you can't beat. And I suppose it saves the bother of actually trying to get rid of it as well, you know, and it's available in different sizes and wonderful. And I suppose you can't beat the smell of the real Christmas tree.
No, you can't.
It's kind of a real smell of Christmas in your home.
No, you can't. The way people decorate their homes, it has changed in recent years, hasn't it?
Yes, big time. I suppose before, I'm thinking we were growing up, once you had the Christmas tree and there was a bit of tinsel and a few baubles, you were set, you know, you had the decorations hanging off the ceiling. I suppose people are kind of more into sophisticated colours now, which would be the whites, blush, kind of pinks, greens, copper, bold colours. Now, the red and gold will always be, that we had it years ago, they'll always be still in place, and they're kind of more, I think they're more popular back. They're back more popular this year. Again, whereas they were kind of dead in the water there for a while, but they're back with a bang now this year. The other thing as well, I suppose, PJ, people are entertaining more often now, and they're in their homes. They love their decor. I suppose what we would used to talk before would be the baubles. They're not just round baubles now anymore. They now have baubles in shapes of birds, like, you know. And they're not just cheap baubles like you would have got before. Like, these are really classy. People are paying big money now for baubles and everything for their tree.
Yeah.
You know, like, I suppose, in just to give you an example, like in 2009, people would have spent, like, the red, gold and silver would have been in the most popular. In 2020, clear white, blush green and copper are. In 2009... 4 foot trees are more popular now. In 2020-21, you're talking about 8 foot, 9 foot trees. And like people before, would, you know, the idea of putting on the lights and the whole lot, people are all mad for buying the pre-lit Christmas trees now.
Really?
That have the LED lights on them that you can just take them out of the box and they're there. So they're things that have kind of become very popular for Christmas.
Yeah. I must say I love the job. The job putting the tree lights on and taking the tree lights off. That's the job. I do that with my daughter and we've great fun. The pre-lit doesn't have a lot of attraction for me. There are all-time favourites, though, aren't there? There are all-time favourites that they're always there.
Never change. I suppose the all-time favourites would be obviously the Christmas tree. My gosh, that's the main focus in the house for Christmas is the Christmas tree. But the big thing now is that people aren't just having one anymore. They might go for an 8 foot tree one summer, but they might put a 4 foot tree somewhere else. The all-time favourites are garlands. I think they're such versatile items in the house for Christmas. They can be used on the banisters of the stairs, sideboards, console tables, mantels, floors, anywhere. And the other big thing is, I suppose, and coming back to it again, is nativity scenes. People like to kind of have that in the corner of the house somewhere in the hallway. Natural greenery, again, I think the whole thing, bringing the outside in, go out and with your kids, which I think is a lovely thing to do. Go out and get the berries for palms. And people are adding mistletoe and different things like that, eucalyptus and stuff like that, to vases, to garlands, everything. And I suppose the other one that will always be there will be your garlands, your ribbons, your poinsettias, and, you know, like your Christmas tree ornaments. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They will always be a big focus. So they're things I think people will always, always have.
Yeah, it's poinsettia weekend now in our house, because what I do every year is I buy a poinsettia a month before. And bring it in and put it up in the kitchen. And that's the start then. Then we can bring everything else out.
Someone's daddy has the one set up. Here we go.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. Listen.
Daddy means business. Off you go.
In comes the poinsettia. And then, you see, what happens then, you see, the Green Bee is very handy with plants. So what she does is she tries to keep it going. We got a poinsettia into June.
Did she?
Right through spring. It was beautiful. So, yeah, that's the start. This is Poinsettia Weekend in my house. Toy show and Poinsettia Weekend, they happen at the same time.
Very good.
Maura, pleasure speaking with you, as always, on the Opinion Line. House stager and interior designer. Hope we got some ideas from that.
Cork's 96 FM.